You're listening to the PB&J Show with Pam, Brian, and Joey. Join them now at thepbandjshow.com.
Remember that one Michael Jackson DVD that you love?
That you love? With the intensity of...
1,000 Red Hot Suns?
Yeah.
Where they're like backstage and they're doing a sound check and he's like, it's just like a fist in my ear. But I say that with love, L-O-V-E, from my heart.
You guys are the biggest jerks in the world, but all the love.
Like, he says stuff and they're supposed to understand, but really, it seems like they should need an interpreter.
Right. Yeah, he was a strange duck.
Strange. People love him.
Some people do.
Yep. I remember the season of Michael Jackson.
Do you remember how that movie was supposed to be one night only?
Shut up!
It was so awesome because you took your nieces out of school.
I know, right?
Away from their government-sponsored education.
I convinced their parents to allow me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are such a con artist.
No, the commercial said one night only.
Sure did.
It did. You've been to a one-night-only movie.
But it was actually a one-night-only movie.
But so it exists. I didn't just make it up.
Right.
I wasn't imagining it. Remember the girls came over and they were decorating their shirts with puff tape? And you were like, I'm trying to sleep. And we were trying to keep it down.
It was like a
It was a school night.
Yeah. So I had to work the next day.
Mm-hmm. I know. Not me. So, yeah. So we went to a movie. It was great. It was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Huh?
I'm glad you enjoyed that one night only, never again to happen.
You know what? Shh. We'll remember it for always.
Because you have the DVD.
No, I'm going out with the girls, just the three of us. It was super.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know when that's going to happen again. Because they're all grown. They're adulting. They're doing the adult thing. You remember that line from The Help where she's telling the nanny is telling the little baby something like, you was kind, you was patient, you was important.
I don't know if I saw that movie.
Yes, you did. You watched it with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering. Anyway, so I saw this Facebook meme that says, you was tired, you was broke, you was an adult. Yeah. That's funny.
Okay. So welcome to the show.
Oh, are we recording?
We are recording.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got the whole Michael Jackson thing on there.
Super.
It's been over a year.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like that long ago that we were all packed in the studio.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Things are a little dusty, though.
Yep.
My OCD makes me want to get out the Clorox wipes right about now.
Right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait till afterwards.
Well, I'm trying to control it.
So welcome to the PB&J Show, episode something.
You don't even know what episode we are?
I had it here. And
let's say episode 1 for 2016. We'll call it 001.
40-something.
Really? We've done this 39 other times? That's great.
I'll find it.
That was like dead air. How do you allow that? You're supposed to not let that happen.
I know. Well, I can't be talking all the time. And that's what editing is for.
You never edit. Ever.
I don't edit the funny stuff out.
There is no funny stuff. We're lucky if it's funny.
So, you want to get the contact information out of the way right now?
I don't remember.
Really?
I really don't. PBNJShow.com?
ThePBNJShow.com.
See? I already failed.
This is episode...
Dead air.
Still coming up.
Brian, what do they call that when you're supposed to talk during the dead air? Vamping?
Yeah, that's you. That's your job.
Wait.
Why are you...
What?
Why are you wailing on me for not doing your job?
I don't think that's the term you're looking for.
So we've had 40 episodes so far.
Okay, so this is 41?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Actually, no. We've had 42. So 43. Episode 43.
Everybody's confused. My head is spinning. What is it?
This is episode 43. You can find it at the pbnjshow.com/43.
I still don't know what the website is.
The pbnjshow.com.
/43. Awesome.
Yes.
Good job. You know what somebody pointed out to me the other day?
What?
She goes, is awesome your favorite word? I'm like, no. Why? Because you say it all the time. I said, really? That's awesome. Oh.
Awesome.
That's awesome. And I don't know. I like awesome.
Because you grew up in the 80s.
I suppose. And the Lego movie kind of brought it back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I'm not going to sing it.
Go ahead.
Probably find a link in the show notes or something.
Sure. YouTube video.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can email us. People still do that.
Yeah.
You can email Brian at thepbnjshow.com. Or you can send a voicemail by going to the website.
Are we on Facebook and Twitter?
We have a Facebook page.
Right.
Which is where I'm posting all of my personal funny stuff anymore. I don't post a lot of stuff, my funny stuff, on my own page anymore or my own.
Why?
Just because I want people to go to the PB&J show.
Oh,
page
okay.
For so funny stuff.
Pulling traffic. But okay, but let's clarify. It's not funny stuff that you personally have created necessarily.
No, it's not.
It's funny stuff that you find funny that you think
yes.
You'd like to share.
Yes.
Bat Dad, is that one of them?
You I share some
Bat Dad stuff?
Yeah.
Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That stuff really is awesome.
Yep.
I could binge watch Bat Dad.
We have binge watched the Bat Dad.
See? That's why I said I could do it, because I know I can.
We've proved that. So anyway. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can go to the website, and there on the right-hand side, there's a link that says
digital voicemail.
Yeah.
Really?
Do it right over your computer or on your phone.
Wow.
So
that's so technologically advanced.
And I think it's a 2-minute voicemail.
I can't imagine anybody wanting to talk to us for 2 minutes in a row.
They've done it before.
That's cool.
Okay, so that was that.
That was that. Did we get the
Twitter
out of the way?
You can tweet me at Brian Carruthers.
Peep, peep.
And Pam actually has a Twitter, but she doesn't use it.
I don't know how.
What else is there? We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.
Blueberry.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah, but if you go to the website, you can find links for all that jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about on episode 43?
43. Do you remember what you were doing when you were 43 years old? It was so long ago.
Let's see. 4 years ago. Almost as long as we podcasted last episode.
Oh, nuh-uh. You big no. Try to make me feel bad.
I'm probably doing a lot of the same stuff I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 4 years. Joey would have been 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Good time. You know, but that reminds me, when we went to Grand Rapids for Mandy's birthday for the big 2-1, because when we started podcasting, our nieces and nephews were teenagers or younger.
Right.
And now they're adulting, which makes me feel so old.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I was sharing with Steph and Mandy a little bit of, you know, Joey's adventures in school and getting into a little bit of trouble and whatnot. And Steph was like, wait, how old are you? You're only 12. Would you stop? So in their minds, he's kind of stuck at between age 10 and 12.
Right.
Yeah. So see, that happens.
Yeah.
You look at your people in your life as being a certain way, but they keep growing up whether you like it or not.
What I always thought funny is when Stephanie and Mandy were younger, like 8, they'd use the term back in the day.
Right.
Like, you don't have a back in the day yet.
You're still in your back in the day.
You're in your back in the day.
You had to have two numbers in your age before you can say that. It was funny, though.
Yeah.
Those girls are hilarious. I just love them.
So, one of them just got married not too long ago.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been that long since we've updated everyone in our lives.
This is true. Anyway, yeah. So, the wedding was lovely.
Yes.
This, we're talking about Stephanie and her new husband, Javon.
Yes.
Shout out, hey. Do we still do that? Is that still a thing?
I don't think so. Just for you.
It's my thing.
Yes.
And I'll probably do it forever. But so anyways, yes, the ceremony was beautiful. There, I cried a lot, but that's what, you know, Aunt Pam does. So it's all good. It's buena. The video, you know how they do the montage while people are being seated and whatnot right before the ceremony starts?
Yes.
I was really, 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 really grateful to get a preview of that so I could get all of my unpredictable emotions out.
Yes, that's what you do.
Holy cow, it was so well done. See, I'm getting choked up right now. But Nate did such a great job. What a tribute to his sister and his family.
Yeah.
Yep, so he put that video together, and it was beautiful, and the ceremony was beautiful, and we got to watch Puppy Bentley while they were on the honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Do you need tissue?
No, I'm good. That Bentley, he's a wild child.
Oh, cow.
Yeah. He's not snuggly like our other puppy.
No. Has he calmed down at all?
No.
No?
Well, I don't, yeah, he's cuddly. I see pictures of him snuggling with his mommy.
Yeah.
But the last time when Doreen and I went over to see their new home, which is beautiful, he was pretty wound up. But I think maybe he's just being a little teenager boy puppy. Because he's, what, he's a year now, maybe?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But babysitting him was fun. Because he wanted to get all the toys out and play with all the toys
the
time.
He did.
It was great. I loved it. It was super. And now Mandy has two puppies. Have you seen the pictures of Maverick and Maggie?
Yes.
They're all M. I don't know why. Because Steve doesn't have an M name. But anyways, they're homeowners now. Can you believe this? Oh, I might need a tissue. Anyway. So the family keeps growing, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm proud of all of them.
Yeah.
Tyler got a haircut. He posted a selfie of himself. He never lets people take pictures of him. And he posted his own selfie on Facebook. Handsome guy.
He had some serious hair.
He did.
Like, donate this hair kind of hair.
They did.
They did?
I think they did. They were gonna. I might have to fact check that one. Maybe they didn't. I think they were gonna.
And he got a buzz cut.
Buzzed. Like, buzzed. It's great. Now you can see his face.
Yeah.
He's handsome eyes.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know, but I can tell you he does. Yeah.
So are gone the days when I'm able to Photoshop makeup and barrettes in this kid's hair?
Yeah, he's all guy. Yep. But now, see, the tables have kind of turned because when Joey took on the role of the kid who has the uncontrollable long hair.
Yeah.
But then you talked him into doing what?
It's called an undercut.
Yes, where the sides are shaved.
Yeah.
And then there's just a long flap.
Yeah, it's like the very, very top of his head is...
His long hair.
It's probably a good 10 inches long.
Oh, I know. I kind of hacked it. He had it professionally done, and it looked really good, but then we've colored and bleached it, and then...
A lot.
Yeah. And then... You know, he dries his hair with a towel by rubbing it together between his hands, which is so bad for your hair. I'm like, don't frizzle your hair. Just gently squeeze the water out and be nice to it. Otherwise, you're going to get split ends. Well, boys don't care about that, so he just frizzles it and sleeps on it wet and doesn't brush it out, and it just turns into a bird's nest. So it's awesome. So anyway, I trimmed it. And so it's not quite as even, and the edges aren't as sharp as they were before, because it was a do-it-yourself home job. But yeah. So yeah. So we've been experimenting with hair color, and things like that.
So are we going to hit every color in the rainbow before we start over again?
Well, I don't know. I think he should go on Fiverr and let people pay him to change his hair color. That would fund our splat fund.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap.
They're like $7 or $8.
I know, but he's got plans to do one hair color, and then before we even get that one done, he's got plans for the second one.
Right. Well, he wanted to do a combo deal of everything he's done so far.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to do it, for starters.
Right.
I stress out about it every time we go to do his hair.
And we're not going to pay a hairstylist to color his hair.
No, because that's like $60, $70.
Yeah, he wants to change it every week.
If somebody's getting their hair professionally done, I think it should be the mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And why, when you can buy a splat for $8 a box?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm glad to see you're utilizing your unicorn.
I'm trying to not make fidget noise.
It's helping.
Good. Pink Fluffy Unicorn, have you been feeling neglected? I missed you guys. Aww. Look at her sad, sad eyes.
Oh, yeah, they're sad.
Are they sad? Well, she feels better now, though, because we're here. Anyway, that took a weird turn.
Okay, so Father's Day this weekend.
Yeah, happy Father's Day,
everyone. All the fathers out there.
Yeah. If you are a dad or have a dad, happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, did you have any plans for me?
I can't tell you because then it won't be a surprise.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll take my earbuds out and you can tell everybody else.
Right. Yeah, and you won't hear it post-production, right? No, Joey and I are having secret meetings, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, yeah. You're in negotiations?
We're in cahoots.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just north of negotiations. You're not making any noise when you laugh.
Sorry.
It's going to make people think that you're just staring at me like, what the heck?
I kind of am.
Well, yeah, okay.
So you wanted to talk about the relay next weekend?
Oh, yeah, we're doing the Charlotte Relay for Life. They changed it to a 12-hour thing, and they're doing it on Friday from 2 p.m., to 2 a.m. Saturday morning at the Charlotte High School track.
Why can't they do it from 8 to 8?
8 p.m. to 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Because people work on Friday.
Not on Saturday.
Well, I think they did a Saturday thing last year, and it was just kind of, I don't know. They're trying out some different things to see what works best for people as far as participation. Last year, it was the same weekend as Celebrate Charlotte. So there were a lot of festivities going on, and it, you know, I mean, everybody can't go everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So not to say it was competition, but, you know, there were a lot of other things going on too.
Right.
So they're doing it a week later. They're doing it on Friday. It's getting out at 2 a.m. so you don't have to stay up all night. It's a carnival theme this year, so Carnival for a Cure. So they're going to have games and prizes for people who want to play the games and different theme laps and things like that. So Messages to Heaven and the Luminaria, my two favorite things, are still... Would you stop? What? Why you got to laugh at me?
It's a story from last time we went.
Got to make it such a joke. It was funny, though, what we did. But anyway, those are my two favorite things, and that's going to be going on like 10, 11 o'clock, probably.
So that's all we have to be there?
Dark. No, you go from 2 to 2.
I'm not going to be there till 2 a.m.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No.
You are.
I'm not.
Yes. Well, then that leaves the rest of the teammates to clean up on their own. That's not fair.
Tell them not to make a mess.
Oh, well, that solves everybody's problem then.
Okay, when we're at the end of the day, and... Like, maybe, okay, we get out of work at 4:15. Cleanup time is 4 o'clock.
Right.
If we finish the truck at, say, 3 o'clock, we pull another one in, we are in what's known as no-mess mode.
Okay.
Or which means you can make a mess.
Right.
I'm not going to make a mess.
Right.
If you make a mess, you get to clean it up.
Okay. I gotcha. So do you clean up before you pull another truck in?
Yes.
So that you don't have to clean up again?
Well, you have to clean under the truck.
Right.
So okay. It's a lot easier to clean under the truck when there's not a truck there.
I see. Okay.
So.
All right. So, and then you pull a new truck in and don't make a mess so that you don't have to clean so much at 4 o'clock.
Right. Because that's at the end of the day. If we do it in the middle of the day, then obviously we're going to make a mess.
Because you have to, because that's your job.
Yes.
I gotcha.
So, if you just have a no mess mode policy at Relay.
Mm-hmm. It's better for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's only 12 hours. And, I mean, we don't even close our office till 2:30.
Yeah.
So the soonest I would get up there is 3. And depending on if you have to work next Friday or not.
Right.
But, yeah.
They're going to avoid it with everything they've got because I have a whole next week off.
The following week? Oh, okay. So this is your last week before vacation.
Yes.
Nice.
I wouldn't call it a vacation.
I'm jealous.
It's a forced vacation.
But you don't have to go to work, so.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, well, that'll be nice for Joey, too, because summer vacation.
Right.
But, yeah. Do you want to tell your Relay story before we get too far off the subject?
It's probably coming from you.
Oh, okay. Well, so if anybody is familiar with Relay, you know about the luminary where you decorate a paper bag and they put a candle, there's some sand in the bottom and a candle in it. And, you know, so it's kind of a memorial to people to honor survivors and to commemorate people who have had cancer and maybe passed away, or if they're a survivor, you're honoring them, right?
Right.
And so they read the list of names and everything, and sometimes it gets a little bit on the emotional side. But it's really good because you're specifically setting aside time to remember and honor people who are important to you. And I just think that there's a lot of healing and a lot of good that comes from being able to do that. And you're not alone. I mean, you're circling the track with hundreds of people who feel similarly to the way that you're feeling. And so there's community and support in just being with people who feel the same, you know, who have experienced some of the same things that you have. Not to say that everybody handles it the same, but anyway, I just find it very healing.
Yes.
It's important for me. And that's why I think it's one of my favorite things. But my other favorite thing is messages to heaven, because they get these helium balloons and they're purple, so win-win.
You love purple.
Mm-hmm. And you can write a little message and you tie it to the end of your string, mm-hmm. and your message is to somebody who has passed on. And so I write messages to people who are in heaven. And that's a little bit emotional, too. And so last year when everybody releases their balloon at the same time, and it's just kind of a atmosphere of just kind of, it's reverent and it's personal, mm-hmm. and meaningful.
Right.
And
so you had me come out there with you.
Well, we went out together because there are people that you loved and lost too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went out there on the middle of the field and everybody launches their balloon at the same time. And I had some tears running down my cheeks.
You were crying. You were full out crying.
I wasn't full out crying.
Oh, you were.
Whatever. Anyway, so you come up to me and you're at my side and I thought, oh, that's so loving. And you put your arm around me and I felt so comforted. And you said, do you miss your balloon?
I said, don't worry, I'll get you another balloon.
Are you sad about your balloon? So now every time I'm crying, it's, oh, Mom's sad about her balloon. Which was the comic relief I needed, because maybe it got a little too intense. But anyways, you're a very funny guy.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
To not allow you to grieve the way you should.
Yep. That's so helpful.
Yeah.
No, it's not that you're not allowing it. It's just that, you know, I don't know. I thought you were being all supportive and you're just being a smarty pants. But it was funny, and I appreciated it. So, I'm not trying to harsh on you or anything. Do people still say that? Why are you harshing on me?
No, it's just you.
Just me? I'm the only one?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are outdated that
I'm still doing.
Grabbing onto.
I'm
like grim death.
You know what's really funny, though, is that Joey loves the 80s music. Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. It's hilarious. And he's like, how do you know this song?
And movies.
Like, it's the soundtrack of my youth, duh. Yeah. So now our youth soundtrack is the soundtrack of his youth.
Well, no, it's like he likes a cappella bands. And they do a lot of 80s covers.
Yeah.
So he thinks that it's an original song for his generation.
Right.
Like, we've been listening to that song for 30 years.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's not new music. It might be new performances, but it's not new music necessarily. But some of it's new.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
But he thinks we're the coolest because we know the song.
His
song. Brand new song that he just heard. How do you know this song? I love this song. Like,
I heard it first.
When I was your age is when I first came out.
Right? Crazy.
But he likes the movies, too. Like, he loves The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
That's
a good one.
Pretty much any movie that...
Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Those iconic cult-following kinds of movies. He's into those.
Yeah. You name it.
But, yeah, I think his goals for summer vacation, though, include watching SpongeBob and playing Xbox. Those are his goals.
Yeah.
Yep. So I also think he should go on Fiverr and let people pay him for doing odd jobs around my house.
I don't think you know how Fiverr works.
But that's how I want it to work. I would just love for him to just, you know, get up every day and come downstairs and look around and go, oh, I could put those towels away and just do it.
Yeah.
And take like 30 seconds out of his day and just get it done. And do you know how much I would appreciate that? Instead of having to just, like, threaten...
Let me clean that cat box.
Oh. Sorry, I took a little mini vacation trying to picture what my life would be like if I didn't have to skip the kitty litter. There's spiders in that crap! Sorry, didn't mean to yell. Literally.
There is the podcast title right there.
There was a spider crawling in the kitty litter, and it was just too much for me, and I almost died. Remember that one time when I called you at work and I'm like, the water's running in the basement and I can't shut it off. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's a leak in the basement. And you were like, oh, taking it the wrong way, probably because I didn't tell you what was really going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to come home. I can't shut the water off. And you're like, seriously, oh my gosh. And so did you come home?
I don't remember this.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you were so mad at me. You were like ticked. Why can't you shut the water off? Because there's a spider in there. And you said to me, I think you said something like, what am I going to say to my supervisor? I need to go home because my wife's afraid of a spider?
Right.
I'm like, yes, it's a big spider. Get over here. That or just let the sink fill up and spill over. Your call, dude. I can't remember whatever happened.
Speaking of leaks,
Oh. Remember
the leak in the bathroom you had?
Yes.
You want to tell that story?
Well,
I like it when you tell these stories because they all happen to you.
Because you set me up for this. Dude. So, okay, I kind of knew something was up because I walked in the house and Joey's like, Mom, hey, Mom.
He's playing Xbox inside.
Right. He's playing Xbox. And you had picked me up from work and we just walked in the house. And Joey's like, hey, Mom. And you and I were talking, and you stopped, and you said, Joey's calling you. And, like, really obvious with the Joey's calling you, because that's not... Normally, we'd finish our conversation, then I'd go see what he's up to, because, you know, usually it's just, check out this cool move that I did on my Xbox.
Right.
But anyway. So I'm like, okay, Joe, what's up? And he goes, Mom, there's a leak in the bathroom. I'm like, a what? There's a leak in the bathroom. Go look. I'm like, seriously, if there's a leak in the bathroom, did you put towels down? What are you doing just sitting there playing Xbox? And why are you telling me instead of Dad? That's his, that's your list of crap to be responsible for. So anyway, so I go in the bathroom, and there on the lid of the toilet seat is a leak, like a vegetable, L-E-E-K, leak. There's a leak in the bathroom. Which was hilarious. And I'm like, but don't put it on the toilet. How am I going to eat it now? It's on the potty. So, yeah.
I bought it for one purpose. And that was it.
So you intentionally bought the leak to put it in the bathroom to tell me there was a leak in the bathroom?
Yes.
And then you got Joey involved in your little scheme?
Oh, we talked about it at the supermarket at Myers.
You planned it?
Yes.
You guys were in cahoots?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Thank you for the effort. I appreciate the effort to make me think there was something wrong with our plumbing. That was awesome. It was really great.
It was fun.
But yeah, so I was watching cooking shows last night, and like three cooking shows in a row made leek and potato soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I bet their leeks weren't on their potty first.
But I made Joey practice the whole, Mom, there's a leak in the bathroom.
Really?
And, yeah. Like, dude, you gotta get that poker face going. And
really sell it.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be dramatic, but not acting dramatic.
Right.
It's gotta be urgent.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure he nailed the urgent part.
No, because he sounded a little jovial.
Yeah.
But I think you kind of gave it away because you were like, oh, wait, what was that? Joey's calling you. Which normally, meh, that kid's interrupting me again kind of thing.
Right.
You know? Because that's what teenagers do.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of interrupting.
What?
We went to coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And we're having a very serious discussion.
I thought you were going to be talking about me.
No. We had a very serious discussion, and we're focused on, one of the guys is having a real problem.
Uh-huh.
And the waitress just pops down in the chair. I was the Uber driver this morning, or last night. I drove a drunk person home.
Oh.
We're like,
This is a private conversation.
Yeah. I mean, she's friendly and everything. We joke around with her, but it just was not the moment for that.
Right. Aw. So everybody kind of had to switch gears real fast.
Yeah.
And
we just kind of put a bookmark in what we were doing. And okay, let her get it out of her system. And
let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Aw.
It was weird. Anyway.
Was it hard to get back to the topic that you were discussing?
No, we just all kind of looked at each other and shook our heads and, okay, where were we?
Aw. But see, she needed to share that with you at that moment.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Nice that you were there for her. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Uber driving, that was something you tried.
Yeah, I tried it.
It was super. The first couple weekends was great.
Yeah. The first night I did it, I probably made like $70.
Uh-huh.
And the second night, there's this, you do 20 runs or 20...
Pick up drop-offs
things, and
fares.
You get like a $200 bonus or $100 bonus. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I think you made over $300 in one weekend.
So, up front, real quick, you make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it at MSU campus, so there's a lot of drunk college kids. And
they were not all drunk. Don't portray college kids as all alcoholics. They're not all.
They were either coming or going to or from a bar.
Because that's where their friends are.
Anyway. And college girls wear way too much perfume.
Yes. I totally agree with that.
Anyway. But Uber just changes their rates for their drivers so much.
Yeah.
They keep lowering and lowering the amount that drivers make that.
Mm-hmm.
So nope.
It's suddenly no longer worth it.
No.
No, but for like a 3-weekend gig, it was
fine. Good.
Yeah.
But there was a big question about, do I have the right kind of insurance for this?
Right, that's true.
And,
which was a very helpful question to be raised.
Yeah.
We never found out. But
right, because I quit.
Well, things just kind of really died down there.
Well, I'm sure I could still make money, but...
You know what I really enjoyed about the Uber experience?
What?
Our car was clean, like, all the time. And then we started ride-sharing with another high school student because...
Yeah.
Kind of on the way to school, and she needed a ride, and
So
it worked out really well.
Yeah,
because it was motivation for Joey to get to school on time because we had to go pick up his friend. And so the car would be clean because there's somebody getting in and out of the back seat every day.
Yeah,
so I enjoyed that. But you know what I've noticed since then?
What?
That it's just Joey in the back. It's getting a little bit of accumulation of garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like straw wrappers and things like that.
Right.
I'm like, come on, people.
Joey will just shoot a straw wrapper in the car. And
leave it wherever it lands.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I threatened him to stop, and he won't. So he's not afraid of me.
He's not afraid of your threat.
So anyway.
So you want to talk about school being out?
Yeah, I'm, oh my gosh. We had the last conferences that we went to, that I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks into the very last marking period, the last 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So he only had 6 weeks to go. And our meetings with teachers were so good that conference. Like,
right.
Not that he was making all A's, not that, you know, everything was done, but he was making some real progress and being fairly responsible, and he had a handle on what he needed to do, and things were just going really, really well.
Right.
And so I was so proud of him, and I still am proud of him for that. But the last 2 weeks of school, he's like, yeah, I just decided not to do that essay, and I decided not to pass my geometry test. And so you can only have 2 D's in geometry. And so if there was a subject that he struggled with and didn't do well on the test, he had an opportunity to retake,
mm-hmm.
but he had to intentionally retake it.
Right.
It's not like they give you an engraved invitation, but he knows this because it's been that way all year long.
Right.
So there was some question as to whether he was going to be able to pass a class or not, because he had more than the allotted number of D's. And it's not that he doesn't know the material, he just didn't do well on the test.
Yeah.
So anyways, but every day he's telling me, I don't have any homework, I did it at school, I don't have homework, you know, blah, 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 because he wants to play his Xbox.
Right.
Well, we had made a deal at the end of the first semester that if he doesn't pass all of his classes with at least a C, which is setting the bar fairly low.
Right.
Like no D's.
Right.
Okay, no D's. That's all we want is no D's. And it wasn't happening. But the deal was that the Xbox was going to go away for summer vacation. Like, you're going to lose it for all of summer vacation, and
right.
then what? Because that's what he's really looking forward to. And he knew this, and he agreed to it, because he knows that he can do better than no D's.
Right, with minimal effort.
Right. So then there's this computer applications class where he's telling his teacher, oh, I left my documents at home. And he's telling me, oh, I left my documents at school.
Yeah.
So the teacher reaches out to me and says, can you help him find these documents at home? And I'm thinking, he is so busted.
Right.
So the last 2 weeks of school was just catch up, catch up, catch up, get it done, get it done, get it done. And his final essay for composition was writing about motivation. And so in his paper, he even writes, you know, the last couple of weeks of school have been really a struggle because I haven't been doing what I need to do to meet my goal. And so I've had all of this motivation, and it's working out great. And I'm like, we're looking at each other going, does this feel great? Because I don't feel great.
No,
I feel like the meanest mom in the world.
Yeah.
I come home from work and immediately it'd be like, what didn't you get done today?
Right.
You know, and it just felt like I was constantly on his case, and it's just exhausting. And I can't imagine how he felt.
Right.
You know, probably bad. But I was probably over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he ended up the school year with B's in every class except for science. I think he got a C.
C minus, I think.
A C minus. So now everybody knows how Joey did. Sorry, Joe. Hope it wasn't personal. But anyway, I mean, he finished well. And I'm
right.
okay with where he landed. But for the last day and a half of school, I didn't know, is he going to be eligible for summer school? Does he need remedial credits? Does he, you know, what do we have to do? Because there was enough work ungraded.
Yes.
That I didn't know. And then I couldn't get anybody at school to answer me back. And then it all came in all at once. Like, you know, he's fine. Can you just calm down? I was like, no, I can't calm down.
Mrs. Carruthers is off her meds.
And I don't even have meds. Maybe that's the problem. But anyway, so yeah. Yeah, you could probably go down all his whole list of teachers, and they all got an email from me this last week.
But see, how many parents are not like that? That just let their kids float in the wind? And I know, you know, Joey has one friend who didn't do so well at school, and
just kind of,
But I don't know if his parents were on the teachers or on him like you were on Joe, and the kid just didn't listen?
Well, I mean, you can't there's only a certain degree to which you can make your student comply.
Right.
And if they're of the mindset that they're just not going to do it and they don't care what the consequences are.
Right.
The hardest lesson for me is explaining or illustrating that the consequences you're experiencing right now are not because I'm mean or because I want to punish you. The consequences are a direct result of your actions.
Right.
And there's benefits. Like, a consequence could be a reward.
Absolutely.
You know, like getting an extra hour on your Xbox or being able to go to the drive-in movies and see, you know, whatever movie you want. Or, you know, whatever it could be. Like, if you achieve these goals, the consequence of that is not having to do all of the nasty stuff, you know, that you were, like, you're escaping your punishment.
Right.
I think that's a consequence, right?
Yeah, consequences can be positive or negative.
A result of your action.
Yes.
So if you have no action, the consequence is negative.
Right.
If you meet your goal, then it's positive. Plus, you're meeting your goal. But that was a really hard message to get across.
Yes.
So, I don't know. This took a really serious turn, and I don't feel like it's entertaining anymore. Other than the fact that he finished well, and he's off the hook for this year. And
he's an 11th grader.
11th grader. Woo-hoo! Which, you know, deep down I'm thinking, okay, those classes are going to be harder. And more will be expected of him. And is he going to mature enough over the summer to be able to suck it up and handle it?
Right.
I mean, I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
He has to take Spanish. I think he should go on Fiverr and let people pay him to learn Spanish.
This episode has been brought to you by Fiverr.
Okay, I'm not understanding how Fiverr works.
Not understanding of what Fiverr is.
Well, no, like they could have the word of the day. And he could, you know, people could pay $5 to learn what the word of the day is. And then Joey can conjugate Spanish verbs. Wouldn't that be super?
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe we should go on Fiverr and get a Spanish tutor.
Maybe.
Or something.
There might be something like that in there.
Hmm. It's worth a shot.
Okay. So we're looking at 45 minutes here.
And the last 20 minutes have been boring.
They haven't.
Even.
It's the story about our lives.
It is kind of. Hey, there's a song that has those lines in it. It's a good song.
Okay.
Anyway.
We got more stuff that we didn't cover. We can do on the next episode.
Sure.
Episode 45.
45?
44.
What?
I'm so bad.
What episode is it?
This is episode 43.
This is right now?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes. Anyway, so you can check out everything we talked about in the show notes at the PB&J Show/43.
43.
Yes.
Yay.
And you can check out our Facebook page, my Twitter. You can send us the voicemail.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
Email.
And once again, if you want to check out all the funny stuff that I post on Facebook, it is now on the PB&J Show page.
Yes. Like the Talking Huskies.
Yes.
Which are so adorable.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Trying to get Pam to do the same thing.
What?
Post on the PB&J Show.
Oh, the funny stuff?
Yeah.
You showed me how to do it, so I feel like I could handle that.
Yeah.
I could handle it.
Okay.
Yeah. Other stuff I just don't care enough about, so...
And you just got to let your people know. The thing is, letting people know that, you know, you've been following my personal Facebook feed for a long time, but now I'm going to start switching it up, and if you want the funny stuff, you got to go here.
Oh. Well, if they like our page, aren't they going to get the funny stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you want to get all the stuff, I think there's a thing on Facebook where you have to actually follow the page.
Oh.
Because Facebook picks and chooses what you get to see.
I see.
You don't get to see everything.
Oh.
So, if you want to see everything from the PB&J show.
So, they don't get notifications? Like, if they're friends with you on Facebook, they don't see a notification that you posted something on the PB&J show page?
No.
Oh. Do I just see that because we both manage the same page?
Yes.
Oh.
So if you're on, if you do our Facebook page, then you see that, even if you're not friends with me.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to see everything.
But who doesn't want to be friends with you?
I don't know.
You're so great.
That's a mystery.
You're like Superman.
With any Facebook page, if you want to see every single post from that Facebook page, you have to actually go in and select follow.
Okay.
You can't just like it. You actually also have to follow it.
It's like a lot of extra work.
I know. You can thank Facebook for that.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Party on.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can find all of the info about the show at thepbandjshow.com. This show is a proud member of the PB&J Network, found at pbandjnetwork.com.